Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing something a bit different, really getting into the lyrics of a specific song, Royzen Murphy's You Knew.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff.
It really is. We're looking at it not just as music, but as this window into human interaction, you know, expectations, understanding, and maybe responsibility too.
Exactly. Our mission, if you like, is to sort of unpack what it means to think you know someone deeply. What are the strings attached to that knowledge?
Those responsibilities you mentioned.
Right, because these lyrics, they seem simple on the surface, maybe, but they open up these really complex emotional dynamics. We want to pull those apart for you.
Okay, so let's start with the core assertion, right? You knew exactly what motivates me. That hits hard from the get-go.
It really does. It's such a powerful statement. It immediately sets up this dynamic of a perceived perfect insight.
Like, you get me completely.
Precisely. But think about what happens then. When one person believes the other has this perfect insight, well, it implicitly puts a burden on the person who supposedly knows.
A burden? How so?
Well, it suggests that if you understand me that well, then you have some kind of obligation based on that understanding. It raises this question, you know, for you listening, is being known like that always good?
Or does it come with this hidden weight?
Exactly. An unacknowledged responsibility, maybe one the knower never even agreed to. It's a kind of subtle emotional leverage, isn't it?
Yeah, I see that. But then the song flips it, doesn't it? There's a real challenge.
Oh, absolutely. The lyrics shift, and it's a direct confrontation.
Yeah.
Don't call me what you expect me, and take some sort of responsibility.
So it's not just you knew, it's now what are you doing with that knowledge?
That's the crux of it. It highlights this massive gap we often see, right? The gap between knowing something about someone's motivations, maybe even accurately,
yeah,
and then taking responsibility for how you act or react based on that knowledge. The song is basically saying insight isn't the end game.
It's about accountability.
Yeah.
Action.
Yes. Action, engagement, right. Or maybe even deliberate disengagement sometimes. Understanding isn't just sitting back with the information. It demands you, well, do something or at least acknowledge your part.
And the consequences of not doing that. Well, they sound devastating in the song. Kill me your reactions. Kill me your reactions.
Oof. Yeah.
That's raw.
It really conveys this intense personal cost, doesn't it? Like being crushed under the weight of someone else's failed understanding or their lack of responsibility.
Definitely. And it ties into this idea of emotional labor. You know, that often unseen effort of managing feelings and expectations.
Right.
It shows the toll, the exhaustion of feeling misunderstood, especially when you feel like someone should know better because, well, you knew.
It's like being trapped in their perception of you.
Exactly. That fixed perception. Someone thinks they've got you nailed down and they ignore how you might actually be or how you've changed. It's that pain of being defined by someone else's outdated or limited view.
And then there's that line. Maybe the most final sounding one. You just won't go there with me. That one's telling.
It feels like it moves beyond misunderstanding.
There's
a refusal.
I think so. It suggests a deliberate unwillingness or maybe an inability to actually face the real situation, to engage with the hard stuff, the uncomfortable truths.
So even if you do know, it doesn't fix anything if you're not willing to like step into the ring.
Absolutely. That reinforces the whole point.
Yeah.
Real understanding isn't just insight. It needs active participation. It needs you to be willing to confront things, even when it's difficult.
Knowledge plus courage, maybe?
Something like that. Knowledge requires courage to act on it, to bridge that gap between knowing and doing, especially when it involves tricky emotions or challenging how you see someone.
So wrapping this up for our listeners, what's the main takeaway here from digging into You Knew, this whole complex web of expectations, knowing, responsibility?
I think the big thing is that genuine understanding, truly getting someone, it goes way beyond just figuring out their motivations.
Mm-hmm.
It really demands that you take some responsibility for how you use that knowledge and how you interact. And maybe crucially, it requires the guts to face the uncomfortable stuff that comes with it. It's not static. It's an ongoing thing.
An active process. That makes sense. So it leaves us and you listening with a final thought to chew on, perhaps.
Go for it.
Is being truly known by someone else a kind of superpower, giving them insight? Or is it actually this profound responsibility that maybe more often than not goes unfulfilled?